You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, beautiful souls. I'm Sue Williams, and this is another episode of Energy Intuition Transformation on Moonstruck TV and A1R Psychic Radio, as always. So thank you for joining me today. And of course, if you'd like to connect with me at any time, just go to my website, holistic-health.au. Now, today's topic might just shift the way you look at the walls around you. It's about your home has a soul. Yes, really. Just like you have an energetic body, a home or any space that you spend time in holds energetic memory. It holds emotion. It even holds intention. So today we're going to talk about reading the energy of a space, cleansing it when it feels heavy, and aligning it with the vibration that you truly want to live in. And if you're an intuitive, an empath, or someone who works with animals, you'll especially want to tune in because you're likely to be more sensitive to your environment than you realize. So let's start this week with our oracle card drawing. And this week I've drawn the card from another of my favorite decks, and that's Clarifying Life Situations. And the particular card that I drew this week is Harbor of Peace. So a beautiful little ship there. And it's in the upright position. And that means the message is find serene refuge in the peaceful embrace of a gentle harbor, allowing tranquility to still your waters. Now, this is such a perfect reflection of our topic today. Our homes, much like a harbour, are meant to be a refuge, a safe place for our souls to dock after moving through the waves of the world. The Harbour of Peace card reminds us that serenity isn't something we have to chase. It's something we can create. By tending to the energy of our spaces with love and intention, we transform them into sanctuaries of calm and renewal. So if your environment has felt heavy or restless lately, take this as your invitation to still your inner waters and reconnect with the peace that already lives within your walls and within you. So let's look a bit more into this. And I believe that homes have feelings too. Have you ever walked into a room and immediately felt drained, tense, or unsettled, even if nothing bad had happened there? Or the opposite, maybe you've entered someone's home and instantly felt warm, inspired, safe, like your nervous system could finally exhale and relax. Well, that's not your imagination. That's energetic resonance. Spaces hold the imprint of emotions, experiences, and even conversations. Just like we can carry energy in our bodies from the past, homes do too. And this is especially true for family homes filled with generational patterns, animal spaces where tension or illness has been present, homes where people have gone through trauma or transition, and rooms we avoid but we don't know why. If you've ever moved house and immediately felt different, lighter or heavier. That's your body and aura reacting to the space's energetic history. So let's talk about energy entanglement, you plus your space. When you live in a space, you become part of its energetic field, and it becomes part of yours. You leave energetic footprints with your thoughts, emotions, routines, and your home mirrors it back to you. That's why clutter builds up when your mind feels overwhelmed, or why you might sleep poorly in a room that holds old grief or stagnant memories. And for animal carers, this is even more important because animals feel the energetic atmosphere with no mental filters. They're offering and mirroring what's happening in a space emotionally. And your home may literally be speaking your story back to you. So let's do a mini meditation. Meet the spirit of your space. And take a few minutes to connect with your home or the room you're in at the moment as if it were an actual being. And as always, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating any machinery. And if you need full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this meditation with the replay. So if you're safe, seated and comfortable, begin by closing your eyes if it is safe to do so, and take a moment to get comfortable. Let your shoulders drop. Take a soft breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let yourself feel the presence of the space you're in. Notice the air, the weight of it, the way the room is holding you. Now, imagine your home as a living, breathing being, perhaps with a personality or energy all of its own. You might sense a colour, a vibration, a presence, something subtle and gentle. And ask this space, what are you holding for me? Is there anything you wish me to release? How can I better honour this space? And pause and listen. Don't analyse, just let the wisdom come to you. And now, offer gratitude to this space for holding you, witnessing you, and letting you grow. You might even whisper, thank you. I see you. So now just take one more breath in and one more breath out. Wiggle your fingers and toes and gently open your eyes and come back to your normal reality. Now, how about some symbolic spots, common energy zones in a home? Now that you've tuned in, here are a few key areas that you can observe in your space to start shifting the energy. The entryway to your home. Does it feel welcoming or blocked? This often reflects how you receive new energy and people. Your bedroom, a place of rest and intimacy. Is it stale or tense? Does the energy here affect your sleep and relationships? What about corners and clutter zones? These hold stagnant chi. If energy feels stuck in your life, check these spots. And mirrors and windows. These reflect energy, sometimes literally. What are they bouncing back at you? Even without knowing how to read energy, your body knows and already responds. Trust that feeling. So, what about energy drains and how to spot them? Signs that your space might be draining your energy. Well, you feel exhausted after spending time in a certain room. You avoid specific areas of your home without knowing why. Pets or children who are particularly able to detect energy, they react negatively to a particular space. You keep getting stuck in the same thought patterns or emotional loops in one spot. And these are invitations to clear the space, not to judge or fear. So how do we cleanse and recharge your space? Well, you don't need elaborate rituals to shift energy. A few simple tools. Salt. Place in bowls and corners to absorb heaviness and replace weekly. Sound. Clap, ring a bell, or place singing bowls in each room. Scent. Oh, use essential oils or incense mindfully, with intention, not just for the beautiful fragrance. Words, speak aloud. This space is safe. This room holds only love. Sound creates sacred shifts. And light, open the windows, pull back the curtains, let in the sun. And candles at dusk are also powerful. Above all, your intention is the strongest clearing tool. And some energetic shielding for you and your home. We've talked about how homes can hold and reflect our energy. But what about when you are sensitive and others' emotions keep seeping in? You might be absorbing stress from roommates, visitors, or neighbours, picking up on residual energy from previous tenants, feeling drained even after tidying or meditating. In these moments, it helps to energetically shield both yourself and your space. Visualize a soft golden bubble around your body, and then another one around your entire home. Whisper to yourself, only love and truth may enter here. All else dissolves into light. Now, this is especially helpful for empaths, intuitives, and animal carers, those who tend to feel everything. Now, remember, your home is more than shelter. It's a mirror, a memory keeper, a sacred container for your soul's journey. The more you tune in, the more it will speak. And when you listen, you may just find that the healing you seek has already been whispering to you through the walls, the light, the air. And remember, once again, if you do want to reach out and have a chat with me, go to my website, holistic-health.com. .au. We can speak about all things energetic. So until next time, may your home be a sanctuary and your spirit feel seen. I wish you a blessed week, and I'll talk with you again soon. Bye for now.